Kumlenen Ablat Gemara. We have today's blot is of Kufnun Aleph Amud Aleph. We'll begin from Kufnun Amud Beis in the very bottom of the page. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to say things like saying I want to hire a person, or you're not allowed to say tell another person to go hire people for me on Shabbos, because the words Daber Dover and Mimtzeh Chavtzecha. You have to say things which you're allowed to. Then we learned also about whether you're allowed to on Shabbos walk to the very edge of the Tchum to be ready to go Matzah Shabbos. So the Tana Kama said you're not allowed to in order to go hire workers or to bring fruits, but you're allowed to in order if you want to go guard your fruits, because even on Shabbos, if you were near the fruits, you had access to fruits, you're permitted to guard them. And once you're there, you're going to guard them, you're allowed to already bring them back as well. Then Abba Shaul came along and said that whatever I'm allowed to say on Shabbos, I'm allowed to prepare myself on Shabbos to do for Matzah Shabbos. I'm not sure exactly what Abba Shaul is saying. It says the Gemara, Klal Amar Abba Shaul, Abba Shaul gave a rule, Kol Shani, anything that I'm Zeich in the Amira, I can go ahead and be Mach Shechan Atchum. Abba Shaul Ahai, and which case in the Mishnah are talking about? Remember, the Mishnah is two parts. The first part talks about what's forbidden, like hiring a worker. And the second part is talking about that you're allowed to go to the Tchum in order to guard your Peres. You're not allowed to go to the Tchum to hire workers, because you couldn't do that on Shabbos either, but you're allowed to go to watch Peres. Ahai. Ilei Mareish is arguing the Reisha, that means the Tanakam is saying that it's Asa. And Abba Shaul is coming to give a rule regarding that Issa. Then he should say the other way around. The Kama said you should not go prepare yourself on Shabbos to go to the Tchum in order to hire workers who will be paying fruits. So, and he's coming to give a general rule regarding that Issa. Then what he should have said is, why does he say, Hai Kol Sha'ani Zakim? He sounds like he's talking in a lenient way. Anything which I can do on Shabbos, I'm allowed to prepare myself on Shabbos. He should have said, Kol Sha'ani Zakim. Anything I cannot say on Shabbos, most I cannot say, let's hire workers. I'm not a hire workers. Ain't it a shay? Nor can I go and prepare myself on Shabbos to do Motzei Shabbos. But that's what Shur said, in a negative way, in an osadic way. Ella, Sefer Koy, he's talking about the Sefer. The Mach Shechu, he can prepare himself, Lishmoy, to guard and maybe pay his Beyode. But he can go ahead, and the Tanakhama says that you could go to the border in order to guard your payers, because you can do that if you want at home. And he's coming to give a general rule to that leniency. So then instead of saying whatever I can say, he should have said, Kosh ani zakoi b'chashichosai, Rashay ani b'marosav b'olei. He could have said that anything I'm allowed to do to prepare myself, he said, because we're talking about the heter of night. So and at night, now the Tanakhama doesn't mention a word about speaking. So therefore he should have said, anything that I'm allowed to prepare myself to go to Motzei Shabbos, like Moshel guarding Pedis, I'm allowed to speak about it on Shabbos. That's what he should have said. He's adding to the Tanakhama. So the Gemara, you're right. Lo ela maseif koi, Abishol ahokoi. Abishol is adding the following. Gam Rav Yehuda Shmuel mutu lo od mechvedo. A person is permitted to say to his friend, Shmoy li pedus shibet chumecha. I want you to guard my fruits that are sitting in your domain. Vani esh mecha pedus shibet chumi, and I will guard the fruits in my domain. And we can make this up. Even on Shabbos, because I'm allowed to watch my fruits. I'm allowed to watch fruits on Shabbos. The only problem is tchum. So let's make an exchange. You watch mine, and I'll watch yours. And Abba Shaul says, so we're talking about saying things. Abba Shaul says, aren't you moide the mutter of Lam Chavere Shmoyli Pevichavam and Ishmael Chavere Shmoyli? Aren't you moide? Furthermore, not only can I go to the tchum to go see my parents on Motzei Shabbos, I'm allowed to even organize, arrange with somebody that he should guard my Peiris on Shabbos, and I'll guard his Peiris on Shabbos. And you're allowed to say this even on Shabbos. So therefore, he says, you could have gone further than what you just said. Anything that I'm allowed to say, in other words, you guard my Peiris, your Peiris, I'm allowed to prepare myself. Then you know both things. And what's he coming to include? As you'll soon see, he's coming to include that for a mace, for a kala, that since I'm allowed to, you know, say things about it on Shabbos, we said before, for you know, Chefse Shemaim is permitted, I'm also allowed to then go and prepare for it on Shabbos. And you're allowed to go to Tchum. The Eima, why don't we say, Kol Shani, someone asked a question, that's what's going on here, why don't we say, Kol Shani Zaka Bamirosai, this was the Abba Shaul is telling Tanakhama. You should say, instead of just saying what you said, you're allowed to walk to the Tchum, say more than that. Whatever I'm allowed to say on Shabbos, I'm allowed to come to prepare myself on Shabbos. And what's he adding to the Tanakhama? To add the following that we learned. Ein machshich ma l'tchum l'havi behema. You're not allowed to prepare yourself on Shabbos to go to tchum to bring a behema on Matzoy Shabbos. Hoisa oimed chud tchum. If you happen to be standing near there and the animal outside the tchum, koy l'havi ba. You're allowed to summon the behema. You're allowed to whisper, you know, whistle to her or something. The animal should come into the tchum. Klal omer abba Shabbos. We'll give the rule. Kol shani zaka b'mirose. Anything I'm allowed to say on Shabbos. I'm allowed to walk to the tchum to prepare myself for Matzoy Shabbos. And therefore, you can prepare yourself on Shabbos, take care of the needs of a kala, take care of the needs of a mess, to bring for him Ordon and Tachrichim. You're allowed to do that in order to bring to him an Ordon and to bring Tachrichim. You tell someone, go ahead to that place, if you don't find these things in that place, bring from another place. If you cannot find whatever it is we need for $100, bring for $200. Don't start talking about price, because then it looks more like buying and selling. So Abba Shaul is trying to say the same thing, going further, change the rule around. Anything you're allowed to say on Shabbos, you're allowed to prepare for Shabbos. So we said yesterday, for a mace, you know, tachrichin, or for a kala, even to talk about the hadas, that you need, you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos or prepare yourself Shabbos to Matzoy Shabbos to get it. And we said also by Mesa to create shrouds and all that. Mishnah. And this Mishnah is continuation of Abba Shaul. Machashichin alav chum, you're allowed to go to the border. Lufakech alav chikala, take care of the needs of a kala, let's get mace, the needs of a mace. Lahavi le odon v'tachrichin, to bring for them an odon v'tachrichin. Nochri for goy, shehevi chalilim b'Shabbos, brought flute for you on Shabbos for the Eid. Lo yishput behen Yisrael, a Yid should not use it. He used to use a flute at Levayis to make a eulogy. You should not use it there. And according to Rashi, it's forever. It's a knas because it's clearly brought for a Yid. It's not like sometimes we say that, you know, wait till after Shabbos, Kadesh Yas, as long as it takes, you know, to bring it in from where it came from, wait that time period, so you had no benefit from Shabbos. Rashi, this is also forever. And Taisha disagrees. He says, not forever, it's only like everything else, Kadesh Yas. Elun came from Mokum Kodem. This came from a close place. What's considered a close place? We'll see more in a minute. Arguing Rav Shmuel. Also, le Oren. No, not within the Chum. You made an Oren. V'chofru le Kever. If you made an Oren and you dug a grave, Yikva by Yisrael. The guy made it for himself. You can use it for a Yid. V'im b'shvil Yisrael. But if the grave is made for a Yid, Yikva by Yelamis. You shouldn't bury it forever because there'll be a stigma on this grave forevermore. In this case, we don't want there should be a stigma, and therefore it's asa. Says the Gemara, "Maimon won't go to a close place. Lava won't go to mamish. We have to know for a fact that it's from a close place. It wasn't from tchum, was out of tchum. For example, we saw him coming from where he came from. Shmuel Amar, Chayshin Hashem Achus Lachay Melonach. Shmuel says, no, even if you don't know him for sure, it's good enough. It's only if you know for sure that he didn't come from a close place that it's asa. Take a mas this in kavah said Shmuel. I prove it to you like Shmuel. The Tani Oshle Oren, he made him Oren with chafel like cave, and he dug him a grave. Yikve boy Yisrael, a Yid can bury there. Alma, what do we see from him? Because we say that what? That probably he made it for himself. Alma misfeik or shari. Even though we don't know for sure exactly who the grave is meant for, it's all right. Maybe he did it himself. It's Hachanami Misrei Kishori. Over here also, if it's a Suffolk, it's permitted. So therefore, Lanai to Shmuel. Then the Gemara says, Tanya, Kavosi, the two versions of the Gemara. Rashi's first shot and Rashi's second shot. First shot is Araya to Rav, the second shot is Araya to Shmuel. It says in the Braise, Eid, Shi, Yisrael, V'noch, and Rabbi, a city that we both, Eden and Goyim, are both living there. We had this earlier, V'hoyisav, V'merchez, we had the bathhouse, Hamar Chetzes b'Shabbos that was running through Shabbos, Imreiv Nochim, the majority of the populace was Goyim le'erev Reiches b'Miyada. You can use it right away because it was definitely heated up for the Goyim, not for the Yidden. Imreiv Yisrael, but the majority of Yidden, Yamtin Akadesh Yichmul Chamin. If the majority of Yidden, then wait until there was enough time, Kadesh Yasa, to heat up the water. So the Goy shouldn't benefit at all from, and the Yidden shouldn't benefit at all from what the Goy did, heated up the water for them. Machza, half Yidden, half Goyim, is Ad Kedei Sheyach Mulchamin. You have to wait until it takes time to heat up. Now, half and half means the Suffolk. Who do you do it for? For the Yidden, do you do it for the Goyim? So we see clearly from here that for us, by a Suffolk, it's not good enough. We can't rely on that. Araya Terav. That's the first Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bambatik Tanam. And according to the second Raya from Rashi, the Raya is from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you have a small bathtub that you don't need too long to heat up, is im yesh bo reshus, if this person, if I have a guy there, let's say an officer, reichiz bo miyad, you can bathe yourself straight away, because probably he did it for that officer. My reshus, what do you mean reshus? What's a reshus? If there's a choshev, a person there, has 10 servants, they can heat up 10 jugs of water in one go. Bambati ktana, in a small bathtub, you can bathe yourself straight away, since maybe he made it for that guy, maybe he didn't, that's good enough, and you can bathe yourself straight away. So what do you from here? Right, Shmuel, that if you're not 100% sure, you can rely that it was made for goyim and you can use it. But if you know for sure that it was made for goyim, that was made for the Eden, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. So the question is, why don't we say over here also by the bathtub b'chdei shiyasu? Wait long enough. So even though you cannot tell clearly it was made for Eden, but maybe it was made for Eden. Amarula says ula ba'omid ba'asratya. That this kever, for example, is in a public place where Yidden generally do not bury their dead. So therefore, definitely, there's no question that it was made for what do you call it, for goyim. Says the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara. Tenach. So that makes sense. Where's the place? Tenach. That makes sense. Kever. So he made the cave in a place where it's obvious it's not from the Eden. It's not for the Eden. But for the Arden itself, maybe it was made for a Yid. So how can we use it? The Arden was sitting inside the cave, and since the cave is definitely in a public place, it wasn't made for a Yid. Therefore, the Arden as well, we can assume, was made for a Goy. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayta, Oysin Kol Torchem Mez, you're allowed to do all the needs of a mace on Shabbos, Sochin, you're allowed to anoint him, Umadichin, Oysin, you're allowed to bathe him, Bovachal, Yosis, Bo Eivir, you're not allowed to lift any limbs of his hand, his foot, or his eyebrows, or anything like that. Shoimtin, that's a karmet tachta, you're allowed to remove the cushions underneath him, Matin, Oysin, Alachoyl, place the body on the sand, because when the cushions, the body will heat up and will start disintegrating much quicker, decomposing much quicker. So you put it on the sand. Yishvil, in order, shiyamtin, in order that it shouldn't decompose straight away. Koishin es alechi, you can tie the cheeks. Loishiyala, not that you're closing his mouth, eloshlo yosef, it shouldn't continue to open. Chayin, koide, a beam, shenizro, that broke, soimchin, yosef, esaf, you're allowed to support it with a chair, baruch, the mitzvah, with the beams of a bed. Loishitala, you're not allowed to lift the beam of the roof, like the ceiling that came falling down. You're not allowed to lift it back all the way up there because it's like building, but you're allowed to stop it from continuing to fall further. So the Gemara of Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Mishmol Ma'ase b'tamid shamid Ameya stood Ameya shenichnas achlus mechet followed Ameya into a bathhouse bikish l'diakaka. He wanted to wash the ground for him. Maloi said to him, 'A madichin, you're not allowed to wash the floor.'" Losach karka, he wanted to anoint it to make it, whatever, smoother. Amaloi ein sachin, you do not smooth as well. So what's the difference here? Why are you allowed to smooth a dead body? Anoint the dead body, you're not allowed to anoint the floor. So my answer is karka be karka michufa. True, it was a tile floor, but if we're going to allow for a tile floor, next time we'll use a sand floor. And by a sand floor, the problem is that you're going to level out all the holes. Meis be karka le michlev, but a corpse. And if we're going to allow you to anoint a corpse, we're not going to make a mistake of thinking you're allowed to anoint the sand floor as well. So therefore, there's no problem. He says, "What a call, Lasuya Ma." He said, "All the needs of a mace." So what are you coming to add? Lasuya, he heard the Talmud learned that being clay making, you're allowed to bring cane implements that will cool the body down. For example, glass, for clay mask of metal, manichal kreisa, put on the stomach of the dead body, kideish like tefuach, it shouldn't decompose or swell. Will poke again as the cover if you close up all the holes, kideish like tichon, that's the ear. Shouldn't enter, and again, it'll accelerate the decomposition. Shlomo Melech was telling people, "I want you guys to do tshuva. People wake up. I want you to do tshuva before it's too late." So he said, Ad Shalei Ras, and he gave a mashal of a person who died, do all this to your tshuva before you die. How did he describe that? Ad Shalei Yerosek Chevel HaKesef, that before it rips that silver string, and what we'll soon see what that's a mashal for. Zechut HaShedra, that is the spine. That's what it looks like when you get older. The Teretz Gulas Hazav, and the Gulas Hazav, the golden bowl, the Teretz should break. Ze Ama, that's a person's Zav is from the word Zav, which is to flow. That's the person's Ama, the male member that gives life. But to shove Kadu, do tshuva before all this happens, before the barrel breaks Al HaMabua, before it breaks on the fountain. Ze HaKeres. That's the stomach. We're talking about the marshal of a well. We have a pail that you suspend there by a rope and you drop it into the thing and you have a counterweight on the other side. And so therefore you have to, so we're using that as a marshal for a person who's alive. So do that before the rope breaks and before the pail breaks. And what do you call it? The Noret HaGilgul El HaBoyr, and before the wheel gets all broken and falls inside the boir, ze peres. That's referring to the dung that a person has. Chen Weimer, we bring another passage where it says, "Zereisi peres al penechem," and I will spread out peres, this dung, on your faces. Peres chagechem, the dung of your yom tov. What does that mean? Or the excrement of your yom tov. What does that mean? Or what Rabbi Huna said. Others say Rabbi Chana said, "Eilu bnei adam." These are the people, shemanichin divrei Torah, they don't learn Torah, but oisin kol yemein kechagim, they treat their whole life like one big holiday. So peres chagechem. Amar Levi, Amar Papa Meshul, la'achas shleishes yomim, after 3 days, a person after he passes away, after 3 days, his krisa nevkas, his stomach breaks open, and when the fellows lay upon him, and all of this excrement that we're talking about, falls on his face. And when he met a sloy, and the stomach says, "Tol mashen asatibi, take back all this excrement away from me. Take it all away from me." And continue talking about a mace. Ein ma'atzmin is a mace b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos. V'loy b'chol, nor on the weekday. Imitzias nefesh. If the person is just dying, he didn't die yet, just dying, you're not allowed to close his eyes, because if you even advance by 1 second, his moment of death, you commit a murder. You consider it a murderer. A chalek is whether you're literally a murderer or just euphemistically speaking. If somebody closes the eyes of a person who's dying, while dying, a murderer. An example be a candle that extinguished. Is like a candle that was extinguishing and dying. As well, and then you put your finger on it at the last second, the last spurts, and miyad kofse, it extinguishes straight away. Same thing here. The person, the shamba, the native ayin ishmas adam, is sort of going out, and you're putting your finger there, and you're letting it, you're helping it die. Tanya, if you want to close the eyes of a maze, put some wine, blow some wine into his nose, put some oil between his eyes, and hold on to his two toes. They miss Atzmalein. The eyes will close by themselves. We said a Shabbos, you don't close his eyes. If you want to close it, this is what you do. Tanya, Rajbagoy, Matini, Ben Yemichai, an infant alive, day old, Mechal on the Shabbos. We will be Mechal Shabbos for him. David Melech, Yisrael Meis, when David and Melech passed away, it doesn't matter who he was, ain't Mechal on the Shabbos. You're no longer Mechal Shabbos. Tini, Ben Yemichai, Mechal on the Shabbos, why? Omra Taylor, the Taylor said we had a number of reasons why a lot of you. For Bekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to save someone. And because of Chaybem, and one of the reasons was, Amr Teda, Chalel Olav Shabbos, Echad Bimachal Shabbos, once, Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Zahabah. And the big nafkamina between where we derive that you're allowed to Bimachal Shabbos to save someone's life is, what happens if the doctors say he's going to die at 9 o'clock in the morning, but if you do this and this and this, he'll probably live another few hours. Is there a mitzvah Bekuach Nefesh? If the Chaybem, yes, but if it's Chalel Shabbos, Chalel Olav Shabbos, Echad, Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Zahabah, it wouldn't apply. Because he's not going to be able to keep any other Shabbosim anyway. Don't pass away. Ain't mechal love. You're not mechal Shabbos for him. Kivon shemeis adam batul mina mitzvahs. Because once a person dies, he's no longer obligated to do any mitzvahs. If the whole word is he'll keep other Shabbosim, he's not no longer mitzvah. Very difficult to understand why you need a pasuk to tell you that if somebody dies, you're potter from mitzvahs. And what would be your thought without the pasuk that he has been a mitzvah, but you put him on tefillin? What does it mean? So chayda, one of the ways of learning is, we would have thought that a person who's dead is also chayv in mitzvahs. But he can't, obviously. And he's potter. But why is he potter? Because he's an onus. How can he do mitzvahs, perform mitzvahs when he's dead? The pasuk comes along and says, no. There's no longer any mitzvahs. I took it away from him. And that's why when Mashiach will come, Chis Mason will happen. There's no longer any mitzvahs. Mitzvah potatoes, loss of lovely is because we already, the mitzvahs are taken away from us. So when we come back, we don't get them back. If you learn that they're really chayv and mitzvahs all the time, they're just an onus, so Chis Mason, they come back, they should continue doing mitzvahs. But now that we're doing Chis Mason, because Chavshi Mina mitzvahs, now that we learn out that he's potter for mitzvahs, so then, because this is my Mason Chavshi, then Chis Mason, they're potter. And the Tanakh Shimon Lozer, Rami Shulah, says, Tinuk. Ben Yoimai Chai, a child one day old, ain't Tzolah Shimon Chuldim, you don't have to protect him from any animals, rodents, Avol Oig Melech HaBosh, and Mace, Oig Melech HaBosh, the giant, dead. Tzolah Shimon Chuldim, Nachbori. And it says, the Pasuk, Morachem, Vichichem, Yafir, a year calls, year will be, and all the animals in the world, calls man Sha'adam Chai. A Muslim would tell us how this animals are scared. Kivan Shemais, Botley Muslim, people are no longer scared. Amara Pazar Papa. Nakitan, we have a rule. Adye, a lion might be an exception. Abeitrele Nafu. You just said a minute ago that animals are scared of people, but a lion maybe need only scared of two people, not of one person. Hoka Chazin, the Nafu does fall. You know when an animal attacks a person? When he views the person as an animal, sees the person there, doesn't see the Nefer of Kis. Sees only the nefesh of Bamis, the animal soul. He behaves like an animal, doesn't do mitzvahs. Since the pasuk, Adam bikar bal yolin, the chashav person doesn't sleep, nimshal ka behemoth nidmu. But he looks like an animal, and that's why the animal attacks him. Amar Rav Chanina, also lishan rabbi yizchidi, you know, sleep alone in your own house. Chal yosha rabbi yizchidi, and if you sleep in your house, alone in your house, a chasta lilies, the shade called lilies, will attack you. V'tanya Rav Shimon Lozoymer, asay, you should do tzedakah ad sha'ata maitze, as long as it's possible, you can find people that can give tzedakah to. U'matzu lach, and you have money, v'oidcha b'yotcha, and it's still in your hand before you die. In other words, as long as you are alive, give tzedakah. Because once you're dead, you can't give any tzedakah. V'av shleime, amr l'chmosa shleime, actually echo the same sentiment, where he said, remember, David, while you're still youthful, ad ashalay yavoy meirav, for the bad days come along, which you're talking about in your old age. Eli me'azikna, v'giyu shanim, and there come a time you'll say, I don't want anymore. Ashe teimer ein livam chayfet. Eli me'ya Mashiach. Will come a time, the time of Mashiach, when you can no longer do mitzvahs. So chaparain, as the previous Rav Shabbos is saying, when Mashiach will come, it's benken nochem galus. We will also yearn for the days of galus that we could have done mitzvahs, because once Mashiach comes, he can't do mitzvahs. Once it comes, there's no more mitzvahs because everyone will be wealthy, and also there's no aveda of being stingy because there's no one to give a mitzvah to anyway. And this argues in Shmuel because you're saying the whole world is going to change, the landscape will change when Mashiach comes. This argues in Shmuel, we already had brachas, we had before as well. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said that ein bein olam hazeli meisam Mashiach eloshiv ma'avavad. There'll still be poor people around. So he says, every mekarvade poverty will never be stamped out of this world, will always be to give tzedakah. Tanya was a kapar, a person should always ask rachmim that what? And that you should be from the givers and not from the takers. She'im hu lei ba, because if let's say you won't be poor, you'll do alright, but ba b'noi, your son might be poor. Ve'im b'noi lei ba, if your son's not poor, ben b'noi ba, maybe your grandson's poor. Then it says, ki b'glal ha'dover hazeh, you should give tzedakah and don't be stingy. Because of this, it says, Nelson Titan, don't feel bad by giving him. Keep a glow. That was it. Because of this, Abe shall bench you. And we're going to say the word glow is in the word a wheel. And before we get to that, keep a glow. That was it. Because of this, you'll be benched. So therefore, you should always ask Rachel for this middle that you should be able to give Zdaka. Tell me, Rishmo, Galgul, it's a wheel in the world. It keeps on turning around. So today somebody's rich, tomorrow they can be poor. We have a rule. We have a rule that rabbis, Talmid HaChamim, loy manage, are not poor. What are you talking about? Look, Chazin is the many. A lot of Talmid HaChamim are very poor. You're right. But the Imi said the many by a Talmid HaChamim, an ordinary person is poor, he has to go Shnar. But if Talmud Chacham is poor, the people in the community won't allow him to go to knock on doors. They'll help him. They'll see that his poverty. People will automatically want to help. So at least he doesn't lose his covet. Another poor person has to go door knock. Rabbi Chiya said to his wife, "Ki osi anya, when a poor person comes to the house, akdim leidiv, to don't hesitate, give him bread straight away. Ki heicha de lekadmu lebenecha, it's a mitzvah Hashem. If chas v'shalom our children need it, people will help them." Amalei, she said, "Meile kolaydlo, are you cursing our children out?" Amalei krokok, she says, "A pasuk ki beglala davazeh." Because of this, v'tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, galgul is chayz ba'elam. Galgul is the word galgul. It's a wheel. It's inevitable that somewhere down the generations will be poverty. But in our chus, if we give tzedakah, they will be taken care of as well. People will be more than happy to help them out. Turning below me, I'd be even awesome to the person, awesome, look at Achmi, but I'm not going to be the as it is given Achmi, and have Rahman is Rebecca, and he'll increase. Come Rahman, Abri is anybody has Rahman and other people, Rahman, all of Minashmain, Rahman and him, from Abish, the Hosh, any Rahman, but he's having the Rahman, aim Rahman, all of Minashmain, and they won't have Rahman on you either. They have no Rahman on you. It said another example that Shlomo HaMelech gave is regarding doing tshuva before you get old. Ad ashaloi techshech hashemesh, before the sun goes down, v'ha'oyin and the light, v'ha'yireach and the moon, v'ha'chavim and the stars. And it says the pasuk then, and then the cloud should come back after the rain. What in the world is this analogy for? Ad ashaloi techshech hashemesh v'ha'oyin u'padachas. That's your forehead that shines. When you get older, it's full of creases, it no longer shines. So he's saying, you know, do tshuva before you get to that age. And the hachaitim, yeah, the zupadachas v'hachaitim. That's your forehead and your nose. That's the person's features. The hayarech and the moon, zu neshama. That's referring to neshama. Neshama is always compared to a light. Nerukin nishmas adam v'hachachov. And the stars are listed, these are the cheeks. The shavu of imach l'geshem. The clouds return after the rain. What do you call it? Zumoid Ainushaladun, this is the eyesight of a person. The rain is an analogy here to tears. When you get older, you're constantly crying, you're krechting, oh, I can't walk, I can't do this, and so on. And it has all kinds of tzaddas. And then the clouds come, and you can no longer see, like a cataract or other things that makes it difficult to see. And why does a person's eyesight dim as you get older? Because you're constantly krechting and crying, therefore your eyesight goes. These tears, you have a big tear well and you can cry when you're young and it comes right back. But your eyesight starts being affected if you continue crying after you're 40 years old. This paint that they use, the salve, you put over the eyes, before 40 years old, it actually improves your eyesight. I'm not sure exactly what it does, how it does that, but it does. Even if you fill it up, like the tools of a weaver, which is very wide and thick, and you fill it up, the best it can do is just not restore your eyesight, but prevent it from dimming further. It won't get any better. What are you trying to tell us? The more you salve you put on it, the better it is, the thicker it is. His daughter once died. He didn't cry. His wife said to him, "Time to go to Afikir Esecha." Right, a young hen just left our home, and you're not going to cry. He said to her, "Tarti, you want two things to happen? Tichla, I lost our kid. The evil, I should become blind as well. I'm an old person. If I cry too much, I'll lose my eyesight. You want me to become blind?" So saying that six kinds of tears. Shalosh yafes, three kinds of tears that are good for you, v'shalosh roish, three are bad for you. Shal oshon, tears that come from smoke, or shal bechi, tears that come from crying from tzaddis, or shal beis hakisei, you have problems in the bathroom and it causes you to have tears, roish. All of those tears are bad for you and it impacts negatively on your eyesight. Gary, there's some new things here about eyesight, new tips. Shal sam, but tears that...
Work today. Thank you.
Okay. Shal sam, but if it's for medicine, the shal shchayk, if you're crying tears of laughter, the shal paytas, fruits that make you cry, like Rashi says, the fragrance of mustard. So I'm not exactly sure why that causes tears. All of those yafes are good for you. The pasuk, it says in the pasuk, B'yayim, on that day, she'azu, the day that when you tremble, shemre habayis, the guards of the house, is afsu, and they'll bend over. B'yayim, she'azu, shemre habayis. What do you mean, the shemre, again, it's not a mashal that Shlomo HaMelech is giving. Again, talking about a person who dies. And he compares him to, the shemre habayis is referring to what part of the body? B'yayim, she'azu, shemre habayis, elak solim. These are the kidneys, or the solim is actually the flanken. The hatzlois and the ribs, because they're protecting you. They protect them. They protect the rest of the inside your body, and they seal it. V'isav, so you bend over. Anche hachayil elu shukayim. These are your hips, I guess, or your thighs that are holding you up. And uvatlu hatoichnis, and the grinders stop working when you get older. Elu shunayim, your teeth. And v'choshchu haroyes barubas, and become dark, those who look through the windows, elu einayim, the eyes are getting weaker. And he's telling them all this time, get, do children before them. Amalei kesei b'shem chananya, kesei b'shem chananya, we're looking at b'chayres, b'shem chananya was the one who used to always have debates with everybody. Is my time alo asil be'avidim, he has a few times. Be'avidim was a dangerous place, and people used to avoid going there, Amoraim used to avoid going there. And it seems from here that it wasn't only times of Amoraim, it was even times of Tanaim. So it was a place that they used to come and debate all the time, the Yidin with Tzedukim and by Susim would debate them, and sometimes it was very dangerous because the going would punish the Yidin. So they asked Rabbi Shimon, why don't you come and attend? Amalei, he said to him again the following mashal. Tur is a mountain of Teleg, that the mountain now is full of snow, which means that my hair is all white. I'm an old man. And he says here, and Sachruni, all around the mountain is glued and full of ice. That means that my beard is also all white. And Kalboy, the dogs, are not barking anymore. That means my voice is very weak. And Tachnuni, and my grinders, are not working anymore. And therefore, I'm too old. So again, using a similar muscle to Shlomo HaMelech, describing people who are getting old. Beirav Amri, Beirav says, Adlo Avidna, when I get old, things which I didn't lose, Bachishna, I'm continuing to search for. I didn't lose it, but I look like I'm searching for it because I'm so bent over, I'm such a hunchback. It looks like I'm looking on the ground all the time for some lost money. I never lost, but that's what appears. That's the definition of an old person, all bent over. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Akis Maimer, Tova Trei Metlas. He says it's better you can walk further with two legs than with three legs. I mean, if you have to have a cane, then it's two is better than three. And I can attest to that personally because last night I broke my hand, I got a cast now, and my leg is in terrible pain. So, two is a lot better than three. That something that goes away and never comes back. Mahi, what goes away and never comes back, never returns. Amrav Chizda Yankusa, youth. That's why Ponce de Leon traveled the world to find the fountain of youth, because that's something that once you lose it, it never comes back. So it says, when you're young, is kililaverda, is like a crown full of roses. Savosa, when you're old, is kililachivla, a crown full of thorns. And I think we'll stop over here. Interesting that all these Gemara's here, rather than Moi Cotton, which is all about people who are passing away. And it's here in this Gemara Shabbos. Okay, between tomorrow and